It's the iconic American image, a driver sitting behind the wheel of a shiny car, radio on, cruising down the highway. And it's a tough one to change. Most people who try say there has to be a compelling reason to get people to ditch their cars. Jamie Cheney is executive director of Commute Seattle. She says a growing concern for all things green has helped do the trick.
It becomes more expensive for people to drive a car to work, and they are looking for alternatives. People are also looking for greener ways to get to work, and driving alone in a car doesn't support many of these personal interests in greening your commute or your own transportation.
She says it's becoming easier for commuters to find those cheaper, more environmentally friendly alternatives as the city adds light rail lines and trolleys. The survey found 40% of people who work downtown take public transit. A lot of others walk, bike, or carpool. That leaves just a little more than a third of commuters committed to their cars. Cheney says the key to convincing even more people to hang up their keys is to increase their options. That hasn't been the case as funding for public transportation dwindles. Pierce Transit recently slashed service for thousands of riders. King County Metro is also considering major cuts. Charlotte Baer, KPLU News.